Utah State's recently completed business building is a tall, modern structure, one of the most visible buildings on the campus. But one night in early June, it became a canvas for a student protest. Using a projector, a group of students displayed images on the building. On a repeating loop, two images were projected. One titled, "We Have a Coke Problem," using the spelling of the Koch brothers' name, and an image reading, "Sold, Utah State University, respected research institution, $25 million, with a picture of the Koch brothers. USU students aren't the only ones expressing concern about Koch donations. Earlier this year, students at George Mason University, the only university to receive more Koch funding than Utah State University, sued for access to records related to the money the school had received. The Atlantic's David Leventhal wrote, quote, "A review of hundreds of private documents, emails, and audio recordings, along with interviews with more than 75 college officials, professors, students, and others, indicate that the Koch brothers' spending on higher education is now a critical part of their broader campaign to infuse politics and government with free market principles." Beth Shirley is a presidential doctoral research fellow and PhD student at Utah State. She's part of the group that organized the protest.
So we're hoping to just raise awareness to anybody on campus and off campus that this research money is tainted.
The donation from the Koch brothers is $25 million, matched by the Huntsman Foundation for a combined donation of $50 million. The money will create 6 faculty positions at the Huntsman School of Business and support research. For students like Shirley, one of the most important concerns is the fact that the donation will be given in yearly installments.
So for example, it's $25 million over 10 years. So if at the end of a year, a professor or a student took the money and did research with it that the Koch brothers just don't like because it doesn't line up with their political ideology, they can just stop giving the money to the school. So the string attached is that you have to produce research that they agree with, that they like.
Tim Vitale, Executive Director of Public Relations at Utah State University, says that while the size of the donation is exceptional, its format is not.
The format of the gifts is not out of the ordinary. A number of our donors like to piecemeal the gift over a number of years to maximize its use.
Vitale says yes. The Charles Koch Foundation can pull out at any time. But the contract is drawn so that Utah State University could also pull out at any time if the university felt any undue pressure from the foundation. He says university officials aren't naive enough to think that the Koch brothers have no agenda. If you Google the Koch brothers, the results are, in order, an advertisement for their website, their Wikipedia page, then headlines like, "Inside the Koch brothers' toxic empire," "The Koch brothers and Trump, the men who sold the world," and "Koch brothers exposed, why we must act." But the gift the Charles Koch Foundation has given to the students of the business program is enough, according to Vitale, to make it worth the backlash it has created.
The gifts, both of them, are directed almost exclusively towards students, so the Huntsman School will find it transformational.
He says it will provide full scholarships for hundreds of students, along with increased travel opportunities and stipends for graduate students. As for the Koch brothers' historically controversial influence, Vitale says university officials have included safeguards in the donation contract to try to avoid any undue influence, which, up to this point, hasn't appeared.
We have safeguards in place. One, we have our own institutional policies and procedures, which we will, of course, adhere to, and which the foundation in writing says we can adhere to with no problem from their end.
Vitale says a university-appointed academic director over the Center for Growth and Opportunity will serve as an additional safeguard. Frank Caliendo was appointed by the president and dean of the Huntsman School of Business to oversee the center.
He will have oversight over all the research that comes from the center, so there's a yay or nay process.
He adds that university officials don't expect it to come to that, because they expect scholarly research from the institution. John Harden, director of university relations at the Charles Koch Foundation, says academic freedom is important to the foundation, which supports over 300 academic institutions.
We understand, we know, that the way that knowledge moves forward is by providing scholars, providing students, the freedom to pursue their interests, right? They've got to be the ones to decide, well, what are the right questions? What's the right data? What are the solutions that should be proposed or considered? So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to provide funding, provide resources to scholars, to students, as they pursue their interests.
Koch donations to academia continue to attract national attention. Amid student protests and national press coverage, USU officials hope to maintain the institution's academic independence. Vitale says that in the earliest conversations about the donation, transparency was one of the university's top priorities, and that they've released the contracts to anyone who was asked.
We don't have anything to hide. We do know there are protests. We're not naive. We've seen that. This is what universities do. We have conversations about things that often have two sides.
To see photos of the protest, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.